Father Gabriel Rossini, OSM, was a world-renowned Mariologist, decorated professor and founder of the Marianum Pontifical Faculty of Theology in Rome in 1950 under Pope Pius XII, professor at the Lateran Pontifical University, and a consultant to the Holy Office. During the pontificate of Pope Pius XII, he worked closely with the Vatican on Marian publications. He is considered by many to be the greatest Mariologist of the 20th century, was highly esteemed by all the popes during his priestly life, especially Pope Pius XII, and was often referred to by Pope John Paul II as one of the greatest Mariologists who ever lived. Father Rossini had also personally met Valtorta, but admitted that, like many others, he was a respectful and condescending skeptic. But after carefully studying her writings for himself, he underwent a radical and enthusiastic change of heart, later declaring Valtorta to be one of the 18 greatest mystics of all time. In his last book of 395 pages, which he said was his most important book, The Virgin Mary and the Writings of Maria Valtorta, he declared that the Mariology found in Maria Valtorta's writings exceeds the sum total of everything he has read, studied, and published himself, and he has published over 790 articles and miscellaneous writings, and 130 books, 66 of which were over 200 pages long, almost all of which are on Mariology. As material for a course which he taught at the Marianum Pontifical Theological Faculty in Rome on the Marian intuitions of the great mystics, Father Gabriel Rossini used both Maria Valtorta's The Poem of the Man God as well as her other mystical writings as a basis for his course. Father Rossini is also one of the authorities whose favorable certifications about Maria Valtorta was given to the Holy Office in 1961 by Father Corrado Berti, which led the Holy Office to declare that they approve the publication of the second edition of her work. Father Gabriel Rossini, OSM, wrote in his last book, The Virgin Mary and the Writings of Maria Valtorta, 395 pages. I have been studying, teaching, preaching, and writing Mariology for half a century already. To do this, I had to read innumerable works and articles of all kinds on Mary. A real Marian library. However, I must candidly admit that the Mariology found in all of Maria Valtorta's writings, both published or unpublished, has been for me a real discovery. No other Marian writings, not even the sum total of everything I have read and studied, were able to give me as clear, as lively, as complete, as luminous, or as fascinating an image, both simple and sublime, of Mary, God's masterpiece. It seems to me that the conventional image of the Blessed Virgin, portrayed by myself and my fellow Mariologists, is merely a paper match Madonna compared to the living and vibrant Virgin Mary envisioned by Maria Valtorta, a Virgin Mary perfect in every way. Whoever wants to know the Blessed Virgin, a virgin in perfect harmony with the Holy Scriptures, the tradition of the Church, and the Church Magisterium, should draw from Valtorta's Mariology. If anyone believes my declaration is only one of those ordinary hyperbolic slogans abused by publicity, I will say this only. Let them read before they judge.